A bipartisan movement to reduce penalties for drug crimes is shallower than it appears. NPR has learned that leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee are preparing legislation that would create tough new mandatory minimum sentences in response to the opioid epidemic. Those drugs have contributed to an estimated 60,000 overdose deaths last year alone. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the story.
For nearly 4 years now, an unusual coalition of Republicans and Democrats has tried to reduce mandatory prison terms for many drug offenses. But those efforts in Congress never got across the finish line. Now, Republican Chuck Grassley and Democrat Dianne Feinstein, who supported a cutback on some drug punishments, are preparing a bill that would create tough new penalties for people caught with synthetic opioid drugs. The plan would give the Attorney General a lot more power to ban all kinds of synthetic drugs, since criminals often change the recipe to evade law enforcement. It would impose a 10-year maximum sentence on people caught selling them as a first offense. That would double if they do it again. Michael Collins of the Drug Policy Alliance has seen a draft of the new bill, and he thinks it's a bad idea.
These synthetic drugs are added to heroin often outside of the U.S., but the bill takes such a broad approach that it's penalizing individuals who sell drugs at a low level inside the US, and so it's going to do nothing to deter and stop the supply of drugs.
Collins says drug addiction is a public health challenge, and sending more people to prison won't help, just as it didn't help in the crack cocaine era a few decades ago.
Problem is, really, we've been here before with this approach in terms of the war on drugs and ramping up sentences, and we know that escalating sentences for drugs does nothing to help the opioid epidemic. In fact, it only serves to increase the prison population.
Many people inside the Justice Department disagree. Just last week, federal prosecutors in Utah announced charges against half a dozen people in suburban Salt Lake City. Authorities say they quit their jobs at eBay to embark on a new enterprise. They allegedly ordered a synthetic opioid called fentanyl by mail from China, then pressed the drug into counterfeit pills and sold them online to customers across the country. U.S. Attorney John Huber brought the case.
Like much of the country, we are not escaping the heroin and opioid epidemic. And this latest version or brand of it with the fentanyl danger just makes it that much more pressing of a concern for us.
The alleged ringleader, 27-year-old Aaron Shammo, could spend the rest of his life in prison if he's convicted under the current drug laws. Again, John Huber.
Mr. Shammo faces a mandatory life minimum sentence if he's convicted. And that shows how serious this is. When you're dealing in such large quantities of such a dangerous substance, this is as serious as it gets.
The problem is getting attention at the highest levels of the Justice Department. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has called for a return to a tough approach on drug crimes. Sessions recently directed prosecutors to seek more mandatory minimum penalties. Earlier today, the Deputy Attorney General appeared at the Drug Enforcement Administration. He warned police about the deadly risks of exposure to fentanyl and synthetic drugs like it. Rod Rosenstein says people are dying in record numbers, and overdoses, he says, are the leading cause of death for people under 50.
There's a horrifying surge in drug overdoses in the United States of America. Some people say we should be more permissive, more tolerant, more understanding about drug abuse. I say we should be more honest.
He says the country doesn't have the time to argue about whether this is a public health crisis or a law enforcement crisis. Rosenstein says the government will use all the tools it can: prevention, treatment, and prosecution. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.